Join us. Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Think back to the last time you were in nature. What comes to mind? Hiking through a lush forest, floating on a lazy river, or perhaps watching a vibrant sunset on a beach full of glistening plastic bottles and...
I remember brushing my hair and looking down and thinking, oh my gosh, do I have any hair left?
I used to look at women with thick, beautiful hair and think, why doesn't my hair look like that?
My thinning hair is making me feel so old.
If you want thick, healthy, gorgeous hair, then you need hair volume from New Nordic. With clinically proven ingredients like apple extract, biotin, and millet, hair volume nourishes your hair follicles to promote thicker, healthier looking hair. Say goodbye to shedding thin and dull hair and hello to thick, healthy hair with hair volume.
Since taking hair volume, the shedding has all but stopped.
Now, instead of being jealous of other women's hair, I have friends who are jealous of mine.
My hairdresser couldn't believe the difference in my hair. Now she's using hair volume too.
Available as a tablet or delicious gummy, Hair Volume is available online at Amazon and NewNordicUSA.com or find Hair Volume in the hair care aisle at your local CVS.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. In Boise, a judge sentenced Brian Koberger to 4 consecutive life sentences without a chance of parole for the murders of 4 University of Idaho students. Koberger did not address the court. Earlier, he showed no emotion during victim impact statements, including from survivor Dylan Morganson.
Living is how I honor them. Speaking today is to help me find some sort of justice for them. And I will never let him take that from me.
Koberger's confession spared him the death penalty. Families still don't know the motive. Prosecutor Bill Thompson on the emotional day.
My filters aren't as good as they might have been 45 years ago when I started in this business. But I think you also saw that even Judge Hipler was affected and impacted by this. There is no easy way to remain stiff-lipped and dry-eyed through this kind of tragedy.
The judge also fined Koberger. This is ABC News. President Trump announced the U.S. has reached a tentative trade deal with Japan. It includes 15% tariffs on Japanese auto imports. ABC's Selena Wang is at the White House with details.
If this deal gets finalized, it would be the most significant trade deal that President Trump has announced yet. So under this agreement, Japan would face 15% tariffs. That's on Japanese exports to the United States. And that is lower than the 25% that Trump had previously threatened on Japanese imports. And that includes Japanese cars, that 15% rate. And that's a big deal because Japan is our fifth largest trading partner, and more than a third of what we buy from that country is either cars or car parts.
NASA's mission to study the sun's solar wind and how it interacts with Earth's magnetosphere is now underway. The 2 tracer satellites successfully lifted off into orbit today from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. The satellites carried aboard a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Macy's has summer deals so big, it's like Black Friday in July. Come in for unbeatable summer savings, like dazzling fine jewelry, now 40 to 75% off. And airy linen blazers from Tommy Hilfiger and more for over half off. Plus, get 3-piece floral print comforter sets for just $21.99. These deals are too big to wait for November, so hurry in. Black Friday in July and Sunday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks, to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Stars and Stripes and Summer Nights during the Dunn County Fair, Wednesday through Sunday in Menominee. Hear the roar of the engines at the Red Cedar Speedway with late model racing Thursday and Friday nights. The NTPA tractor pull is Saturday, and the big demo derby is Sunday. Enjoy the great fair food and rides with Spectrum Carnival, and don't forget about all the animal exhibits too. It's rides, food, animals, and a lot of fun during the Dunn County Fair. Wednesday through Sunday in Menominee.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight. Some could be strong with heavy rainfall. Warm and muggy, lows near 70. Maybe an early storm tomorrow, then partly sunny and a high in the low 80s. More sunshine for Friday, highs in the mid 80s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 73.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Bob Haig. The body of a woman missing from La Crosse has been recovered. The La Crosse Police Department was informed at mid-morning Wednesday that the body of 22-year-old Elliot Hines was found by the Houston County Sheriff's Department in the Mississippi River near Brownsville, Minnesota, downstream from where Hines was reported missing early Sunday morning. Hot, humid weather has descended across much of Wisconsin with heat index values of up to 104 degrees for portions of east central, south central, and southeast Wisconsin. The National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory. A shooting in Racine led to an hours-long standoff with law enforcement. A SWAT team found a 51-year-old man with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. He's a suspect in the shooting of a 48-year-old woman. Wisconsin Radio Network.
More than 6 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease, and two-thirds are women. Hi, I'm Cherie Sample Hughes, Chair for Women in Government. Alzheimer's disease progresses slowly over 10 to 20 years in stages. Recognizing symptoms early could help make a difference. A timely diagnosis may allow for more options, including access to emerging care. Speak with your doctor to see if testing is the right next step for you and your family. Find more information at womeningovernment.org.
Save 45% off all wall decor and 35% off on all spring and summer clothing this week at The Cottage in Durand. Join The Cottage for the Crazy Days Sidewalk Sale this Thursday. You'll receive additional markdowns on all items outside. The Cottage is open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4. Save big during The Cottage's Crazy Days Sale all this week at The Cottage, downtown Durand.
Good afternoon, it's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. Charles LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. And Adams Super Service, your partners network car care center, Durand. The Durand City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion and possible action on the street closures for Blues on the Chippewa and the open container request for Blues, appointments to the park board, and reports from the mayor and department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 6 p.m. at Durand City Hall. A 36-year-old Durand area man killed in a one-vehicle accident in the town of Springbrook on Saturday night has been identified. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, Jake Wagner was killed when he lost control of his Jeep due to a mechanical failure. The Jeep rolled and ended up striking a tree. The Sheriff's Department also said speed was a contributing factor in that accident. The case against an Eau Claire man charged in connection with the death of a Dunn County Corrections officer is moving forward. Officer Jeff Reynolds was killed in a Christmas Eve 2024 vehicle collision on Highway 12 near Menominee. Defendant Mark Sokolowski is charged with homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle in relation to the incident. A judge yesterday ruled that the case against Sokolowski will continue. Authorities say there could be more victims of an Eau Claire man charged in a child sex abuse case. 82-year-old Robert Carstensen and his neighbor are accused of sexually assaulting several victims over the course of multiple years. Investigators in Barron County say that Carstensen may have victimized more individuals than they are currently aware of through his connections with the Shatek River Campground in the 1990s. Anyone who may have been one of his victims and wants to come forward is encouraged to contact police. Be aware of possible heat exhaustion during extreme heat this week. UW Health Dr. Jeff Potthoff says early signs to look for include muscle cramping, headache, and excessive sweating. Potov says more serious symptoms that could be signs of heat stroke include slurred speech and confusion. He says the very young, 5 and under, and the elderly over 65 are at the greatest risk of suffering from heat illness. If you experience any symptoms, get some fluids in you and find a cool area. Heat advisories are in effect this afternoon and this evening for the entire WRDN listening area. You're listening to WRDN News.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
Make sure your vehicle starts in the heat with a new MVP Platinum battery from Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center in Durand. Now through August 31st, save $25 on FVP Platinum batteries or $15 on FVP Volt Edge AC Delco and Motocraft batteries. Your partner's network car care center is Adams Super Service, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
The Mondovi City Council has a new member. Last night, Mayor Weiss appointed Lori Larson to replace Angie Risen for Ward 1. Larson was on the council for 2 years in the past, but had to leave to take care of her husband, who had a medical issue at the time. Risen resigned from the council earlier this year after moving out of the city. One person was injured in a motorcycle versus deer accident in the town of Wamondi Tuesday morning. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, 75-year-old Gene Faber of Marshfield was traveling westbound on Highway E when a deer ran into the road and Faber hit it. The deer went over the windshield, struck Faber, and threw her off the trike motorcycle. Faber suffered serious injuries and was med-flighted to the hospital. The Dunn County Sheriff's Department has identified the victim of a head-on collision on Highway 79 in the town of Sherman Saturday night. According to the department, 36-year-old Tanya Todd of Boyceville was killed when she crossed the center line and struck a southbound pickup truck head-on. The driver of the pickup truck was med-flighted to the hospital. That person has yet to be identified. Congressman Tom Tiffany is weighing a possible run for governor. The Republican lawmaker represents the 7th Congressional District and would be the third candidate to enter the race for his party's nomination. A spokesperson for Tiffany says the congressman will make his decision after the end of the month. The search continues for a woman missing out of La Crosse. 22-year-old Elliot Hines was last seen walking along Front Street South just before 3:30 a.m. Sunday. She's described as a white female standing 5'4" and weighing 120 pounds with blonde hair and blue eyes. Anyone with information on Hines's whereabouts is asked to contact police. Wisconsin is joining another lawsuit against the Trump administration. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call and 20 other attorneys general are suing the administration in an effort to stop new restrictions on who can access certain safety net programs. Earlier this month, the administration issued a new set of rules and guidance aiming to prevent states from using federal funding to provide services for immigrants who are in the country illegally. According to the State Department of Justice, the federal restrictions put more than $43 million in substance abuse and community mental health block grants at risk. The money funds services in all of Wisconsin's 72 counties and 11 tribal nations. You're listening to WRDN News.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
A special birthday celebration for the Milwaukee Fire Department. The department is holding a 150th anniversary party September 13th at the Henry Meyer Festival Park on Milwaukee's lakefront. The event will feature a free admission, live music, food vendors, displays of the firefighting equipment throughout the department's history, and activities for the whole family. The department's already been hosting community outreach events at fire stations citywide to observe the 150th anniversary. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekens.
A couple years ago, I was in the bathroom at the airport when I dropped my smartphone in the toilet. Not smart. I was multitasking when I should have been focused on the job at hand. Embarrassing, but I'm not alone. According to Google, 7 million other multitaskers accidentally dropped their phones into the bowl last year. A gentle reminder that right now you can get yourself a brand new Samsung Galaxy A36 absolutely free with a $35 plan from Pure Talk. The A36 comes with scratch-resistant Gorilla Glass and a battery that'll last all day, along with unlimited talk, text, and data on America's most dependable 5G network. In other words, it's tough and smart. Something to think about next time you're multitasking in the necessary. Just dial #250, say keyword micro to get your free phone today. You can make the switch in just 10 minutes. That's #250. Say micro to switch to a no-nonsense smartphone and a company that actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
NASCAR Slate's San Diego Street Race. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Under the Saturday night lights at Richmond, there's no place to hide. Tight turns. Tempers flaring. When the sun goes down and the sparks fly. Dreams of the playoffs live or die in prime time. Three nights, three races, one shot at the best weekend of your summer. You better not miss it. NASCAR Weekend at Richmond Raceway, August 14th through the 16th. Get your tickets now at richmondraceway.com.
In celebration of America's and the U.S. Navy's 250th anniversaries, NASCAR today announced a new street race at Naval Base Coronado in San Diego, California. The event, featuring all three top national series, will be held Father's Day weekend, June 19th through 21st, 2026. Jimmy Johnson from nearby El Cajon plans to compete in the event.
I will aggressively work on being in the event. And if for some reason I'm not able to pull that off, I will absolutely be there. And I see a really neat opportunity for me to come home and really be a part of the festivities.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Lowe's knows big savings make a big difference, especially when you're shopping for appliances. Hurry in to get up to 30% off select major appliances. Plus, MyLowe's Rewards members get free delivery, free haulaway, free installation and parts on purchases of $2,500 or more. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7:30. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Price, delivery time, and vehicle availability may vary based on order size and location. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com/delivery for more details.
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports. Good afternoon. I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with Major League Baseball, where the Milwaukee Brewers are wrapping up their three-game series in Seattle against the Mariners. The two teams have split the first two of the series, including the Brewers seeing an 11-game winning streak come to an end last night in a 1-0 pitchers to a loss. Quinn Priester got the start for the crew today against Luis Castillo. Minor League Baseball Class A in the Midwest League, boy, at Great Lakes tonight. Wisconsin is at Quad Cities. On to football, where the Green Bay Packers hit the practice field for the first time for training camp this morning. The Packers, taking part in their 80th training camp, will be back on the field for day two of camp practices tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m. To college football, where the Wisconsin Badgers in Las Vegas, part of Big Ten Media Days today. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm Studio. Becoming a volunteer is a great way to shape the future of hunting in Wisconsin, get hands-on teaching experience, and engage with your local community. If that's intriguing to you, well, then you're in luck. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking volunteers to teach new hunters. I'll tell you how you can get involved when we return. But first, you fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish. Welcome back. Your Wisconsin DNR is seeking volunteers to teach and certify basic hunter education students and teach hunters of all experience levels practical outdoor skills. Volunteer opportunities are available in all parts of the Badger State. Since the Hunter Education Program's creation in 1967, more than 20,000 volunteers have educated more than 1 million hunters. The program has contributed to a significant decrease in hunting safety incidents. Instructors are needed for two types of classes, starting with basic hunter education. That's a class required by law for anyone who intends to hunt independently. There's also advanced hunter education, outdoor skills, and learn to hunt programs. The DNR is seeking volunteers to coordinate and instruct these advanced programs as the next step from basic hunter education. Visit dnr.wisconsin.gov/volunteer for more information. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-616-9695. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-616-9695. That's 800-616-9695. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight. Some could be strong with heavy rainfall. Warm and muggy, lows near 70. Maybe an early storm tomorrow, then partly sunny and a high in the low 80s. More sunshine for Friday, highs in the mid-80s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 73.
So what's going on in this market today? Corn just kind of seems to be sitting back and taking a break, especially with all the other outside influences that are out there getting reactions from some of the other commodities. Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. PJ Conrad is joining us today over with the group from Trados. And that's where I kind of wanted to start because you made the comments like, come on, corn, let's get moving here. And there just seems to be, they're in their own little world of not doing anything, even though all the markets around them are doing something.
It's interesting. I mean, there's a lot of different things in that corn market that kind of make you scratch your head from a fundamental aspect. I mean, momentum has clearly been to the down. Now, we did funds kind of buy some back last week, but nothing really, we were about 12 cents higher where we are today. I mean, option expirations Friday, so I don't know if that's keeping a lid on some things here as we wrap up here get to the end of July already, which is crazy to say. I mean, the heat is an issue. It's just one of those things that you're getting some rain with it too. And the GFS kind of midday show, maybe a little cool down first week of August, and maybe heat back up after that. But weather's been good. The question really comes down to, I think, are we a 185 is what you hear people say we're trading. I have no idea. I mean, it seems like a big number historically, like 2016, 2018. You did have some of those bigger crops that were very high rated this time of year and went above trend. Now, is that going to happen? I mean, it seems like to reach those type of values, you're going to have almost a perfect growing season. It seems like we do have some issues out there where you probably feels like at times you're drawing that straw here trying to figure out a reason why corn should rally up the overnight lows, et cetera. And I know all that matters. I think trade very much in the show me it's not there standpoint. The question is there any news that comes out trade-wise? And so you'd hope the Japan thing really hasn't impacted commodities. I mean, the meats it has and really giving them a run-up today. But both corn and soybeans don't want to do much of anything and just kind of sitting here and I'd call no man's land from a technical aspect. And you wonder if we'll go try to force out some lows as we work into the end of July and early August, see how we finish this crop. But, you know, it's been honestly a challenging year or summer to market in because we haven't had our traditional rallies that have given us any, you know, opportunities, so to speak, of that are, you know, back at the spring price. We're in a little bit of a statistical anomaly, I guess, from a pricing aspect. And so where we go from here, you know, is it a China trade deal or India trade deal? I feel like it's going to have to be something along those lines, not weather. And beyond that, really, it's going to be show me demands there, what they say it's going to be. Old crop demand is good. Is new crop going to fulfill it? Expectations. And also is yield as robust as they think, or is there more issues out there than maybe a person knows? I guess that's the $100 million question, so to speak, of where do you think it's going to land? On paper today, at 181 yield, you know, I wouldn't say that's a 415, 417 corn price, a 1.6 carryout. But trades, obviously, trading something higher than that, and that's going to be the balancing act and see what USDA gives us in the WASD here about as we go into August.
But, you know, we still got the whole month of August and temperatures that could change. I mean, all this is just a kind of a wait and see game. But like you said, it's been pretty much knock on wood, near perfect growing conditions for most.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a kind of a weird summer, right? We've had some heat and we've had good rains and we went through periods of not really dry ever. It seems like every few days or every week we get a little bit of something. If August gets hot and dry, can we speed the crop along? I guess that's what becomes the question as you get into, you know, August, you get some rain, but September, I mean, can we push the crop along faster to end it? And does that have a big enough impact? I guess in my mind, and maybe it's my optimism, I have a hard time seeing us cranking out a above record, you know, 185 type yield. Now, could we be at trend? I mean, I would sure think there's those opportunities, but there's problem areas and probably bigger chunks. you know, the Illinois, the Indiana, the Ohio's of the world. Can Iowa and Nebraska pull its weight and make up for it? I think really, and Minnesota for that matter. I mean, I think Minnesota's rated really well. Are they going to perform as well with that heavy dirt and maybe more of a wet year? And you know, if they've had some heat, is enough there, or does it look good and they'll have their issues? I don't know. That's the hard part of where we're at from a corn marketing standpoint, from a price action standpoint, is weather isn't hot and dry or extremely, there's no extreme. The price isn't going to do anything, but the natural ability of that is to say, I'm going to sell at the sun. And also inflation has came down. And so you really look at an inflation chart versus a corn chart, and they mimic each other. So if you get a, you know, a rate cut, could you see inflation jump back up and corn prices follow? I mean, that's really the question, I guess, is that there's a lot of outside things or funds just sick of chasing the inflation game that's no longer there since they became sellers. So I think a lot of it's almost outside of the scope of what the crop is and what matters fundamentally is more of a momentum and bigger picture economic trade than anything. That's where I believe a trade deal clearly would give us a bump. I mean, look at 4th of July week. So all things being considered, it's how do you manage these prices knowing that harvest is going to be here in whatever 60 days, and you're going to take some grain to town. You know, what's your plan, and how are you going to protect yourself as you walk into a tough year price-wise today?
So as we switch and go over to the livestock, PJ, I mean, new contract highs happening again in the cattle. Who would have ever thought we would have this crazy of a cattle market?
It's you know, we had that sell-off, whatever, 2 weeks ago, or I guess it was almost a month ago now. And you thought maybe this thing was actually going to cater back and come back to normality, so to speak. But here we are again, took right back off. And I don't know where, I think everybody's kind of in that thought process of, is, can cattle ever go down again? And I say that tongue in cheek, you know, because the fear of this is we are very high. So you're buying feeders, so, you know, you better be looking at, can you make it work from the fat side? How are you protecting yourself? Because there could be a potential bloodbath. But I don't, when that happens, I mean, that's really the, again, a huge question. It's trying to manage your risk moving into it. And Friday will be a big risk day with the inventory and cattle on feed report coming out. Do I have opinions if it's going to be, you know, bullish or bearish? I really don't. I mean, I think you look at where we're at here. Again, I go back to a lot of these markets. You give them a fundamental reason to run, and the algorithmic trading almost takes over to things that don't make sense. And so I'm not saying cattle shouldn't be where they're at. That's for the market to decide, but it does seem like we traditionally always overdo things. And so when there is the correction, it will be a violent correction. When you're talking the 200-day moving average, and you're looking at set feeders, $50 lower than where we're at now. So there, in the event you start retracing some of these, there's a lot of downside there. But it's caution people, it goes up every day until it doesn't. And when it doesn't, you're trying to catch a falling knife. And that's very hard to do because you always think you're going to get some sort of bounce back. But right now the trends are friend, and we'll see what happens Friday. But all things considered, it's a good day to be a cattleman anyway.
Definitely. Do you see, as we wrap up our conversation today, do you see any or could think of any surprises that's going to come from this July inventory report, knowing we don't have year-ago numbers to do comparison with?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of, I don't want to say coin flip. It obviously adds to the volatility. You don't have anything based off from 12 months ago. And I'm going to relate it back to any of these reports that trade has a number in mind, right, wrong, or indifferent. Trade has a number in mind, and so if there's a deviation off that, you're going to get the volatile move one way or another. I internally, just where we're at and where we've come from, there could be bullish factors, you know, still at hand in that report, but are we adding that in right now? And so could it be a bullish report or on paper look like the market should go higher and we go lower come Monday when the market's open back up? I think that's the question. That's always a hard thing. That's why I don't love USDA reports, because you don't know exactly what's baked in at all times. Then usually when you get a pre-report move like this, you can see the reverse happen, even when the on paper it makes sense for it to go higher.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much, PJ, for joining us today. That is PJ Conrad with TradeUs, giving us a rundown of today's markets. As always, a quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that's a Wednesday version of the market wrap-up right here on the American Ag Network.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are also scheduled dairy tours and field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.com.
Local markets from Wednesday at Alcivia Durand. Cash corn 359, August 362, new crop 358. Cash beans 921, August 926, new crop 928. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 382.5, August 376.5, September 374.5, new crop 367.5. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 386, August 384. New crop 370. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 368, new crop 367. Cash beans 935, new crop 952. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 363, new crop 367. Cash beans 918, new crop 938. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 380, August 380, September 373, new crop 374. Cash beans 968, August 968, September 949, new crop 949. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash and August corn 361, new crop 364. Cash beans at 956, new crop also at 956. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 225 to 245, Holstein fed cattle 185 to 217, market cows 115 to 159. Bulls 154 to 200, calves 500 to 1520, beef steers 236 to 560, Holstein steers 142 to 420. Sheep markets, light lambs 240 and down, market lambs 225 and down, ewes 125 and down, rams 215 and down, goat markets, does 120 and down, and bucks 370 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 150 to 220, fed lambs 219 to 231, and ewes 90 to 110. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by PureCab, cost-saving reusable chemical cabin air filters for tractors. PureCab, enjoy clean cabin air. Data from the USDA last week showed that imports of Brazilian beef to the United States have surged over the last year. It's been a windfall for Brazilian meat packers, but a new 50% tariff is changing the math. I'll have details after this. Spraying means exposure to chemicals, but are you protected inside your cabin? I'm back with Brett Jansen, CEO of PureCab. Brett, what makes your filters different?
Our filters use activated carbon, Mike, and that's the only proven system that actually absorbs chemical vapors. PureCab filters are USA tested, proven up to 11 times safer, and we offer more than 1,400 models to fit every tractor cabin.
And they're reusable too, right?
Yes, that's the key. They're built to last, more cost-effective than OEM filters, and you can even recharge them to extend their life. Farmers can save thousands while breathing safe air.
It's good for health and good for the budget. Where should folks go?
Visit purecab.com to find the right filter, and farmers can buy at shoopparts.com.
Thanks, Brett. That's Brett Jansen, CEO of PureCab. Enjoy clean cabin air with PureCab chemical cabin filters.
Yes, American consumers have been willing to pay record high prices for beef for over a year now, and that demand is driving more countries to market their beef here in the United States. According to data released last week by the USDA's Economic Research Service, beef imports surged more than 60% in the month of May, with Brazilian imports leading the charge. Other countries like Australia, Paraguay, and Argentina also increased their exports to the U.S., prompting the USDA to raise its total beef imports for 2025 to 5.38 billion pounds, a new record if it is realized. The imbalance in the market is caused by a slowing U.S. cattle slaughter and tightening domestic supplies. And while the USDA does expect more feedlot placements as we head into 2026, for now, producers are relying more heavily on foreign lean trim, especially from Brazil, to meet blending needs for ground beef. Brazilian meatpackers have jumped on this opportunity. For some companies, the U.S. quickly became their second largest market after China. Minerva, one of the country's biggest exporters, even ramped up shipments before a major policy change hit the headlines. That change came earlier this month when President Donald Trump announced a 50% tariff on Brazilian beef. It will go into effect August 1st. This tariff is already forcing Brazil's industry to rethink its export strategy. Some companies have cut back on cattle purchases and paused U.S.-bound shipments altogether. Brazil's Meatpacking Association estimates that the sector could lose as much as $1.3 billion during the second half of 2025, and if that tariff stays in place through the next year, projected losses jump to $3 billion. It's a big figure, and it will likely work to keep a majority of Brazilian beef off of American shores. The question at the moment is, do we have enough lean cattle here to make up the difference? I'll have more when we come back.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Yes, if the Chinese government succeeds in blocking or majorly reshaping this Panama port sale, it could stall investment and delay improvements in canal-side infrastructure. For corn and soybean farmers, it adds yet another layer of uncertainty to global shipping logistics already strained by drought, geopolitics, and shifting trade routes. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by PureCab. Cabin filters to fit every tractor. Find yours at purecab.com. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Have you ever worried about what would happen if you or a loved one needed help but couldn't reach a phone? Help is just a push button away with 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom's medical alert systems. Installed by professionals, you're guaranteed to stay connected 24/7. New technologies follow seniors' activity and don't even require you to be wearing a device. You can be confident your family is safe with fast response times and a variety of sensors. Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Visit wwt.net/medical or call 231-2000.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight. Some could be strong with heavy rainfall. Warm and muggy, lows near 70. Maybe an early storm tomorrow, then partly sunny and a high in the low 80s. More sunshine for Friday, highs in the mid 80s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 73.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, though it means an extra mile, pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, 'cause we're only here for a little while.
day I stood singing songs and saying amen, saying goodbye to an old friend who seemed so young. Well, he spent his life working hard to chase a dollar, putting off until tomorrow things he should have done. It made me stop and think, what's the hurry, why the running? I don't like what I'm becoming. I'm gonna change my style, take my time, and not take it all for granted, cause we're only here for a little while. Gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, though it means an extra mile. Pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, cause we're only here for a little while. Like I'll never see tomorrow, treat each day as though it's borrowed, like it's precious as a child. Oh, take my hand, let us reach out to each other, cause we're only here for a little while. Gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, an extra mile. Pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, cause we're only here for a little while. Gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, it means an extra mile.
Peels off the Bud Light label, just might run the pool table. Roll your eyes if I call you an angel. Ain't you one of them girls? Ask you to dance, you say no, just to see how far I'll go. Your song comes on and your eyes close, that's when I know. Yeah, you got your heart on lockdown, got a wall I gotta knock down. Kinda wanna do a shot now, come on now. You one of them girls that trying to meet nobody, you're just here for the party. If I'm wrong, then stop me. You're one of them girls that ain't handing out your number. You like to make us wonder. You like to make us wonder if you're one of them girls, cause I'm one of them boys. So trade this whole world, yeah, for one of them girls who likes to act all quiet, sexy, not even trying. Yeah, you know I ain't lying. Damn right, you're one of them girls. Broke every heart in your hometown on the day you rolled out. Got them all wishing on stars now. Have I found one of them girls that ain't trying to meet nobody? You're just here for the party. If I'm wrong, then stop me. You're one of them girls. Wonder if you're one of them girls.
I'm wrong, then stop me. Yeah, you're one of them girls that ain't handing out your number. You like to make us want you. You like to make us wonder. If you're one of them girls, well, I'm one of them boys. Trade his whole world, his whole world, for one of them girls. One of them girls.
The country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Maybe things wouldn't seem the same if you could see what you mean to me. Put yourself in my shoes, walk a mile for me. I put myself in your shoes. Maybe then we'd see. And if you put yourself in my shoes, you'd have some sympathy. And if I could only put myself in your shoes, I'd walk right back to me. You're gonna keep walking and you're gonna pass me by. You say you don't even care. But I could always recognize a real goodbye. And I know your heart's not there. We've had our differences, we're still the same. Hear what we want to hear. Now I'm head over heels in the lost and found, it's a crying shame. I thought we made the perfect pair. Put yourself in my shoes. Walk a mile, walk that mile for me. I'll put myself in your shoes. Maybe then we'd see that if you put yourself. And if I could only put myself in your shoes, I'd walk right back to me. I'd walk right back to me. I'd walk right back to me.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I was all but 22, I think, at the time. I'd been out on the road, lonely at night. And it'd been a while. So it was on my mind. Well, I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat, and I thought to myself, I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer and looked him in the eyes, and I said, baby, I think you're gonna wanna hear this. Then I told him, excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like
beer joint with a few of the guys. This cute little country girl caught my eye. And boy, let me tell you, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer, gave me a look like, let's get out of here. And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave. And you look like you love me.
All right now.
think to yourself, I could use some of that. Don't waste your time. Just give him this here line. Goes a little like this. Excuse me. You look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave. And you look like you love me. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave. And you look like you love me.
She was a baby, sitting on her daddy's knee, had him wrapped around her finger, doing